From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Migrants at Budapest's main rail station and others who left the station on foot have been boarding buses provided by the Hungarian government. The buses are expected to take them to a crossing at the Austrian border. Austria's Red Cross says it is expecting between 800 and 1,500 refugees to begin arriving within a few hours. Earlier, the UN Commissioner for Refugees described the migrant crisis as absolutely dramatic and called on the European Union to take charge of migrant processing centers. UNHCR spokeswoman Melissa Fleming said that the processing centers should be established under the auspices of the UN and the International Organization for Migration.
Every single country needs to do its part, and those countries that are not in the position to handle these large numbers and coming in, they deserve to be urgently and massively helped.
Late Friday, Austria's chancellor said his country and Germany will grant the migrants unhindered entry. Chancellor Werner Faymann had announced the decision after talking with German Chancellor Angela Merkel. U.S. President Barack Obama hosted Saudi Arabia's King Salman Friday, with the Saudi leader expressing support for a nuclear deal worked out between Iran and six world powers. Saudi Arabia's foreign minister said Mr. Obama had assured the king that the agreement prevents Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon and includes inspections of Iran's military sites. The two leaders also discussed the situation in Yemen, Iraq, Syria, Lebanon, and the Israeli-Palestinian situation. This is VOA News. Syria's antiquities chief says that Islamic State militants have destroyed three ancient tower tombs in the central city of Palmyra, continuing efforts to demolish the World Heritage Site. Mahmoud Abdul Karim said Friday that the militants destroyed the three famed tower tombs in recent days, including the Tower of El Habel that dates back to the year 103 AD. He said his information was based in part on satellite images provided by the U.S.-based Boston University. This marks one of a series of deliberate vandalism acts carried out by Islamic State since it captured Palmyra from the Syrian government in May. Islamic State militants had previously destroyed two Roman-era temples in the city, including the Temple of Bel, among other ancient iconic monuments. A gay couple in the state of Kentucky has received a marriage license one day after a county clerk was jailed for refusing to license same-sex couples. James Yates and William Smith Jr. entered the Rowan County Clerk's office Friday and received a marriage license from a deputy clerk. Yates said that the two didn't really want to be the first gay couple to get a license, but that's just how it turned out. The county clerk, Kim Davis, had defied a U.S. Supreme Court order to sign the marriage permits, saying it violated her religious beliefs. A federal judge ordered her to jail for contempt of court and said she could be freed if she agrees to approve the licenses. Matt Staver is Davis's attorney.
It is our position and the position of the clerk of Rowan County, Kim Davis, that those licenses are void. They are not being issued under the authority of Rowan County.
Five of Davis's six deputy clerks say that they will carry out the judge's ruling that they must issue marriage licenses while Davis is in jail. A Russian Soyuz spacecraft arrived at the International Space Station Friday with a three-man international crew. It carried Denmark's first astronaut, Andreas Mogensen, of the European Space Agency, along with Russian cosmonaut Sergei Volkov and Kazakhstan's Aydin Abintov. This marks the first time that there have been nine people on the space station since November of 2013. The Russian Federal Space Agency had rerouted the spacecraft, taking a less direct route than in the past 2 years because of security concerns after the station had to adjust its orbit in order to dodge some space junk. And news of a 7.5-year low in the unemployment rate sent Wall Street tumbling on Friday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 1.66%. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.